Hi.
Where am I going to put this?
Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and I'm speaking to you in the evening. It's dark outside. I don't think I've ever spoken to you when it's gone dark. It's after hours, you know, like Hollyoaks, when they do the late night Hollyoaks, you know, without the gratuitous swearing. But I won't have a chance to speak to you tomorrow. So I wanted to speak to you tonight because we'll be going up for the wedding, of course, tomorrow. I've been practicing my reading, but I've printed it out in a preferred font and size. But my brother's told me that they've put it on branded cue cards. So that could really throw me tomorrow. You know, what if it's in a Times New Roman? What if it's 0.11? It doesn't bear thinking about. So I'll have to cross that bridge. But straight after I spoke to you, remember I said, I'm going to shop in my own wardrobe. I'm not going to panic buy. I'm not going to do a next day delivery. Dear listener, I did a next day delivery. I got off from speaking to you and I was like, I just can't wear black. It's going to be sunny. It's May. I've got to be in some sort of floral pastels. I know, groundbreaking, but that's what I decided. So I did something. I mean, I haven't done this for years. I went on a very fast fashion brand who do included free next day delivery. And I ordered some stuff and I knew as I was doing it, I was like, none of this is going to be right. And sure enough, the frocks that turned up today, I mean, one of them would be too long for an actual gazelle, Rylan, right? It'd be too long for Rylan to wear. Think of the tallest person you know. And I think it would still skim the floor. So you can imagine what that looked like. And the other, one I just didn't even open. I was like, I can't face it. The third one wasn't even what I ordered. I mean, I don't know if they'd uploaded the wrong picture or something, but the whole thing was a comical disaster. I wish I'd made some videos for you actually, but it was just dreadful. So anyway, after I tried all these on, I was on my phone and you know how your phone shows you pictures from ages ago, like they'll randomly come up as like memories. This photo came up of me doing a wedding ceremony ages ago, like, I mean, pre-COVID, way pre-COVID. And I had this dress on, it's like pink with red flowers. And I was like, where is that dress? Where is that? I'm going to find that dress. And I knew that upstairs there was a case. There was a case with stuff in it. And I didn't know what stuff was in it, but I thought there's a chance that that dress is in there. So I asked John to get the case down for me. He was thrilled. I don't think anything makes his heart sink as much as me saying, I just need something out of the loft. Could you just, it's one of these cases. I don't know which one. Anyway, he did get it out for me, which was very kind. I opened this case, I feel like I've been shopping. It's exactly what I said to you that I was going to do, go shopping in my own wardrobe. And there's the dress. There is the dress. I mean, it's like a chewed rag. I don't think there's an iron hot enough in the world for it. But there was the dress. I've put it on like a glove. It looks fantastic. I don't know why I ever did put it in that suitcase, really. And I also found another dress that I really like. I was like, this is great. Why have I put these away? Like, why have I done that? Anyway, they've been found and I've got a dress for the wedding and I've saved myself some money, though it is very annoying that I didn't check the suitcase before I did the panic buying. So there's a lesson here for all of us, isn't there, dear listener? Have the most gorgeous weekend. Thank you so much for being here. I love you very much and I shall see you next time for Elevenses with me.